Hello, my name is Kendra. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having an medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling with a question.
All right, go ahead.
we spend most of our time here in Mentone in Alabama. But we did go, we took a trip to Florida to get our first dose of the vaccine. Wayne is 71 and I'm 66.
Yes, ma'am.
But I was wondering when you open the next round for the next under 75.
Yes.
I'm assuming you're going to do 65 to 75. I don't know.
Is there a chance? That's one thing. We don't have that information. Like, the main thing that we provide with this hotline is testing sites in your area.
Okay.
There's a completely separate line, the vaccine appointment line, where you pre-register in whatever county here in Alabama that you know, in your area, that
right.
you can pre-register with if you would like that phone number.
Yeah, well, I guess what I was trying to find out, if I took my first vaccine in Florida, could I get my second one in Alabama?
I don't see why there's any reason you couldn't.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. I have my card. It was a horrible trip, driving down, get a shot, drive back home.
Right, I understand.
And my dogs didn't like being home all night by themselves, so I'd like to avoid it if possible. We're in DeKalb County.
DeKalb County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know I read earlier that DeKalb County Health Department is not offering. They're not. Well, they're testing. That wasn't the vaccination, so that's incorrect. I apologize. I can give you that phone number, and you can call and pre-register in DeKalb County, and they'll call
okay.
you as soon as you know that that it's available for you guys.
And then I can tell them that this would be my second dose.
Be your second dose. You need to let them know that.
Okay, and you guys are doing Moderna, right?
Each county is probably different. You would have to reach out to the DeKalb County Health Department and ask them which one they're using.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So,
I knew it was an odd question, but I had to ask before I do that trip again.
I understand. I don't know. Apparently, Alabama's having some issues with it.
Yeah, well, Florida opened it up immediately for 65 and over, you know.
Apparently, Georgia did, too.
Yeah, Georgia did, too. And, you know, I know we might could get one over there because I checked to see. I guess it's kind of federal.
People aren't very happy.
Citizens, you know, but I don't know. I don't know if they'd let me or not either. So
right, all right. Well, we can do this. This is an avenue we could do. It doesn't hurt to get your name on the list.
Right, I'm 2 weeks out from my next appointment.
Right, I understand. Okay. So will you provide me with your first name? It's just for you, or for you and your husband?
Me and my husband.
Okay,
Wayne,
so I'm going to do your form first, and then second we'll do his, okay, because they have to be separate.
Okay.
All right, you go ahead and give me your name, your first name.
My name is Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A.
All right.
Beard, B-E-A-R-D.
All right, I'm going to confirm that spelling. That's Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A,
mm-hmm.
Beard, B-E-A-R-D.
That's correct.
Okay, what number did you call? Did you call into the coronavirus hotline?
I did the 800 number that they gave me, 270-7268.
Okay, I just made a mistake. There is a completely separate number to pre-register for this vaccine.
Okay.
So this is my fault because
no
I do both. I do both. But it's absolutely imperative that you call the other line because that's what that's where you get pre-registered at. So I'm going to provide you with that phone number, and I sincerely apologize.
That's my
mistake.
Thank you for all you're doing. Don't worry about it.
It just gets I go back and forth between
confusing.
Lines. So it just gets a little confusing, and I apologize. I actually just started yesterday. So... Oh, I'm going to put
it. You're really confused.
No, I mean, it hasn't been that bad. This is the first time I've made this mistake, but I want to make sure this it's done correctly. So I apologize for my mistake. And I'm going to give you that number right now, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have a good second day.
All right. Thank you. I hope we've been able to help. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right.